Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is, what do you do with your moods? What do you do with your spouse's moods? What do you do with your kids' moods? Do you bring them? Do you leave them at home? Do you let your moods influence you? Do you let other people's moods affect you? Good topic, I think. And it is based, as so often, our show is based on the A Dad's Point of View column of the week. And if you're in Santa Barbara, you saw my 9/11 column. And if you're everywhere else, you saw a really bad day, where I recount a really bad day that I had and how it impacted me. And that led me to realize how much moods affect us and those around us. So that is the topic. Lots of good stuff is going on. Dad Chat, which is my tweet chat that I host every Thursday, is growing. We actually may get some sponsors participating, which is really cool. The way chats work is fascinating. You follow it with a hashtag, which is the number sign. And you then can chat with whatever number of people join you during that hour. And so mine is called Dad Chat. It's every Thursday night from 6 to 7 p.m. West Coast or Pacific Standard Time. And we are growing every week, and it's a lot of fun. If you're a Twitter person, please consider joining a Dad Chat any Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Another new thing going on in my life, there's another new website that is fun called 12most, 12most.com, the number one, the number two, followed by most.com, and they have employed me. I use that word very loosely because I am an unpaid contributor, but they have employed me to write a weekly list for them. The last one I wrote is currently on the website. It's called The 12 Most Unforgettable Showbiz Memories, which are mine. And I share some dirt about stars and execs, including Don Johnson, Brooke Shields, and the head of Disney, Bob Iger, and the head of DreamWorks, which is Steven Spielberg's partner, Jeff Katzenberg. I name names. I take a big chance. So you should go there and check it out. It's kind of fun. Good photos, too. The guy who's my editor, wonderful guy who I have called JB based on his initials. He liked the pictures that I gave him, and he decided to put a little caption in there, which is that the 80s eyewear is supplied by Pearle Vision Centers, because it seemed coincidentally that every single photo I provided had a different pair of glasses or sunglasses that I was wearing, which in those days were prescription. And he just got a kick out of how dated they looked, and I thought that was funny. So for today's show, we have a guest in place of Wayne Levine, who is leading his yearly retreat this coming weekend. We are going to have our first edition of The Women's Room with Angie Mozzillo, and I will tell you more about Angie when she joins us in our first segment. Pastor Drew Sams is with us for Teen Wrap, and Jim Scheinberg is here for Family Financial Matters, and I'm probably crying on his shoulder with what the heck is going on at the stock market today and lately. We are well below 11,000 now, and it's clearly not a happy time. I am also really excited. Gosh, there's so much going on now. My brand new reconfigured, repurposed comic strip debuts this week. It is called Because I Said So. After all the numerous discussions and people weighing in last week and since, I have locked in on that title of Because I Said So. And the first one is up on my website. It'll be up by the time most of you hear this. And so you just go to the comic page at brucesalen.com and tell me what you think of our first Because I Said So, which is called Pass the Salt. Sponsor slots are open, should anybody care to sponsor our show. And you can reach me and talk about sponsorships at bruce@brucesalen.com. On the way up here today, I think I found a perfect sponsor. I heard a fun commercial on the radio, and it was from a site called MakeATonOfMoney.com, MakeATonOfMoneyAtHome.com, or as they say, MakeATonOfMoneyAtHome.com. It was a testimonial from a woman named Debbie who says, "You too can make a ton of money at home using MATOMAH.com, Matoma.com. I have replaced my income using Matoma.com and my husband." No, they really say, "and my husband's income." But every time I hear that, I think she's replacing her husband, and I'm going, I want to sign up for Matoma.com. It is time for another A Dad's Point of View life lesson, and I hope they give you some insights into life, and here we go.
You got to action to it the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. M.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Raising kids takes a lot of luck. Sometimes it just isn't your fault. Why do parents beat themselves up over how their kids turn out? It's natural, I suppose, but it often has nothing to do with your parenting. Don't we all know lousy parents that have wonderful kids and wonderful parents that have lousy kids? I'm not suggesting you don't do the best parenting job you can do, but sometimes there's a degree of luck in how things turn out. A lot of the time. So maybe give yourself a break if your kid doesn't become a senator, go to an Ivy League college, or make the NBA. There's a degree of luck to it all. I'm Bruce Salen. You can find me at brucesalen.com, and please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's what it is.
I often talk about the way that luck plays a role in our lives, and this last life lesson to me is one that I believe very strongly. So many parents will beat themselves up over a kid not doing as well as they had hoped or not behaving the way they had raised them. And there's just too much anecdotal evidence that a degree of luck is at play in everything in life. You make your own luck, and I know I've heard that argument a lot, that you make your own luck, but I don't buy that you're crossing the street and a drunk driver hits you, that you made that luck. That's just really bad luck. And the same goes for parenting. What happens if you have several children and all of them except one are just good? They made a movie. It was a book. It was called The Bad Seed. It happens sometimes. That doesn't mean you don't do everything you can to help your children, to guide them, to teach them. But sometimes it's just not your fault. So the primary relationship, if you are married and if you are mom and dad, is mom and dad. And too often a child can come in between mom and dad, especially a problematic child. And I suggest that that is not really good for you, for the kid, and certainly obviously for your marriage. If you've done a decent job with parenting, your kids will be gone and they will be living on your own and you will be back with your spouse. It is a lease term deal, raising kids. If you live 80 years and your kids are with you 20, that's literally a quarter of your life. So don't invest everything into your kids. Our topic today is moods. I'm going to tell you later, I guess I didn't have time because I've used up all of this segment, about my really bad day. I will tell you a little bit since I have a little bit of time. I was on vacation with my wife and younger son, and we had left our older son at home. And he's almost 18, and it was a chance for him to show his independence and his responsibility. And at 2 in the morning, while I'm staying at my in-laws' home, we get a phone call, and he's not too happy, and he's a little freaked out because he discovered one of our dogs dead and drowned in our pool. And this dog had been in his life for 15 of his nearly 18 years, and the entire life of my 15-year-old, not yet 15-year-old son. And we know she was old and she was senile, but we also believe that she may have actually taken her own life. But the shock of it was pretty stunning for my son, who happened to discover it very late on a Saturday night. We comforted him. It cut short my trip with my in-laws. That was probably the only silver lining here. I didn't say that. And then since my wife doesn't listen to my show, I'm probably going to be able to come home tonight after all. But the rest of the story is one of those days where things just kind of magnified and things got worse. They all turned out fine. Ultimately, Tash had a great life. That was the name of our beloved late dog. And I came home early and was able to help my son. But the details of what happened were kind of humorous. It's one of those things where, you know, how can it get any worse is what we tend to think when those things happen. And it was comical to a degree when you look back at it. But the big question really is, when you're having one of those bad days, how do you behave? How do you show up at home? How do you show up at work? Or if you have a bad day at work, how do you show up when you come home? And equally, what happens when your partner or your kids are in a bad mood and they bring it? How do you react? This is something we all deal with, especially if you have any connection to the opposite sex. So that is what we're talking about today. We will be back with the first segment of the Women's Room with Angie Mozzillo, and she will be a wonderful guest. She has her own radio show. This is the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. Stay tuned.